Next patient is Ana Romero. The last name is R-O-M-E-R-O. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old Hispanic female that is referred to the clinic because of an evaluation of the kidney function. I have the opportunity to review the laboratory workup that was done in July 7 of 2023, in which the serum creatinine is 0.91 milligrams per deciliter. The BUN is 20. The patient has normal serum electrolytes. The calcium is 9.4, and the estimated GFR is 61 mLs per minute. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of proteinuria in the macroscopic. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. Period. Number two, the patient has had anemia in the past and still does. And the patient was referred to the Florida cancer specialist. They did the kappa lambda ratio that was normal, the folate and B12 determinations that were normal. Apparently, the patient was found with a saturation of iron that was low. She was recommended to start iron, and after the administration of iron, the patient has been correcting the anemia. The hemoglobin went up to 11.3 grams per cent. Period. Evaluation for hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, rheumatoid factor, all has been negative. The main complaint has been the low back pain. This low back pain and the knee pains have been present for a long time. In talking to the patient, we found out that the patient uses salt, significant amount, and the recommendation at this point is to eliminate the salt, so we don't have a problem of a blood pressure 167 over 86. Number two, the patient has a primary hypothyroidism that is on supplementation, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic, following number vertigo. Since the patient does not have evidence in two separate determinations of alteration in the kidney function or alteration in the urinalysis, we are going to return the case to the primary physician, Dr. Cordova. Period. No more appointments.